This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The two major vice presidential candidates offer a sharp contrast. Senator John Edwards is younger, a former lawyer, a charismatic speaker, with little experience in government. Dick Cheney is a former congressman, White House chief of staff, and secretary of defense, who was rarely accused of having charisma. In 2000, Cheney's experience reassured people who were concerned about George W. Bush's lack of it. This year, his effect on the ticket is more complicated. Here's NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson.
Bill Kristol knows what it's like to work for a controversial vice president. As chief of staff to Dan Quayle, he was at the center of the last debate about whether an incumbent vice president was helping or hurting the president. And this year, he says, he's startled by the degree to which Republicans are worried about Dick Cheney.
I'm struck when I speak to Republican-leaning audiences how many questions I get about Dick Cheney. They usually phrase this way, not, I don't like Dick Cheney, shouldn't Bush replace him, but rather, a lot of my friends are worried about Dick Cheney. Shouldn't Bush consider replacing him? But I do think it reflects a certain reality out there. There's a sense among swing voters, people who don't follow politics very closely, that, I don't know, is Cheney's a little hard-edged, he's a little dour. Couldn't Bush get a happier person on the ticket or someone younger or more exciting?
There's been no change in Dick Cheney's role. He's one of the most influential and powerful vice presidents in history. For the last 4 years, he's had a major hand in shaping the Bush administration's foreign and domestic policy. But his image has become much more controversial. The Halliburton Company, which Cheney used to run, received no-bid contracts in Iraq. And he continues to insist on what is now a questionable rationale for the war, that Iraq had ties to Al-Qaeda. All that's made him a major target. Democratic strategist Jeff Garin argues that, although Cheney was an asset for Mr. Bush 4 years ago, he's a liability today.
In 2000, Dick Cheney was a safety valve. He was seen as the person who would not let President Bush make dumb mistakes. Now he is seen as sort of a prod to President Bush that leads him to dumb mistakes, that leads him to look out for the interests of Halliburton, that leads him into an Iraq policy that doesn't seem to have a clear success strategy at the back end. Part of the premise of Dick Cheney from the very start is that he would be a very influential person in the Bush administration. In 2000, that was a comforting thought. In 2004, it becomes much more of a scary thought.
The Democrats' attacks on Cheney have been relentless, and several Republicans say the normally thick-skinned vice president is feeling under siege. That could explain why he used the F-word on the Senate floor recently in an exchange with Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. But President Bush doesn't seem to have any doubts that his vice president compares favorably to John Edwards, even while Edwards is enjoying the traditional honeymoon period with the press after his selection by John Kerry earlier this week.
If I could try another Edwards question, he's being described today as charming, engaging, a nimble campaigner, a populist, and even sexy. How does he stack up against Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney can be president.
Republicans believe Cheney's experience, compared with Edwards' scant 5 years in the Senate, will help in a year when national security and terrorism are important campaign issues. But Cheney has other problems. The latest CBS News New York Times poll puts Cheney's favorability rating at just 22%, with 31% disapproving of the vice president. Matthew Dowd, the chief strategist of the Bush campaign and a veteran pollster for the president, says Cheney can turn that around.
I think you'll see some of those numbers change as he goes out on the campaign trail and talks about what the administration has done and will do in the next 4 years if elected. I'm not so much concerned about the fave-unfave ratio of Dick Cheney or the fave-unfave ratio of John Edwards. From the recent polling, it doesn't look like so far as that has affected the race at all.
A vice president's primary function is not to attract votes, because voters don't base their choice on the running mate. The primary function is to rally the base and attack the opponent. According to Bill Kristol, Dick Cheney has been very effective at launching attacks on John Kerry's voting record on defense, intelligence, and Iraq.
The question is whether voters see that it's Dick Cheney launching the attack, though, and say, oh, well, Cheney, he's this partisan vice president. He was a huge proponent of the war. If they believe the sort of caricature of Cheney out there, at some point the deficiencies in the image of the messenger hurt the message. So I'm not really sure how much damage Dick Cheney can do to John Kerry this fall.
Will the Bush White House, which prizes loyalty above all, dump Cheney? No one suggests that's even a remote possibility. But Bill Kristol says it's likely that the president's advisors have at least asked themselves the question whether George W. Bush would be better off with or without Dick Cheney this year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
You can find more political coverage, including columns by senior NPR reporters and editors at npr.org.